Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Hey, thanks very much, Jen. This week, Richie Young from the Fredericton area. And when it comes to retro blues rock, this guy has got the recipe. We're going to be featuring music from his latest EP that was actually released as we fire up the old amplifier here and start getting into it. To kick it off, a couple of tunes from prior recordings. We're going to hear a crowd favorite from the Crossroad Devils, a band that Richie fronts. We'll hear The Jackpot. After this one, from the album Turn Back On Your Radio. This is Shiska Berry Crawl on Atlantic Access.
Oh, get kind of tired, baby, get kind of old. You gotta ask me where I gotta go. Shiska Berry Crawl. Baby, oh, Shiska Berry Crawl. I'm gonna play my straw. I go do that Shiska Berry Crawl. Crowd.
That's Richie Young with Crossroad Devils and the Jackpot back to back with, I think it's called Shiska Berry Crawl.
Yeah, man.
First of all, thanks for being here. Welcome aboard.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Richie Young is a type of character, at least from a visual standpoint, that you probably at some point had wanted to be him for a short period of time. It's 2020, but you have this absolute look and vibe about you. Takes everybody back to like the late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah, I get that quite a bit.
What is it about that era?
I don't know. It's just kind of how I am. Like, you know, it kind of stuck to me there, kind of thing there. Kind of started growing long hair there. And then when I grew a mustache kind of thing, everything like kind of set into place really there. Kind of had that look already.
Yeah. Your tunes sound as you look, and you look as though your tunes sound. And every time I listen to some of your music, it's like I'm looking for the Scooby-Doo van, you know, that silly magic van. It's the type of tunes that campfire or working, or I do enjoy it mostly though in the summertime.
Yeah, that's what I don't know. I try to write really nice upbeat kind of stuff there, like, I don't know, in that kind of sense there. And like, and a lot of my songs I think about, like, I write most of my songs in the summer. It seems to work out that way.
So were you heavily influenced by those artists that were around, you know, in the late 60s? Is that where you
came? Huge influence from like the Doors there. Rolling Stones is one of my favorite bands, actually. They're CCR, all the greats kind of thing. They're Steppenwolf. Many more.
Multi-instrumentalist. You can put on a one-man band type of a show. Which instrument caught your attention first?
First was guitar, actually. And then past couple of few years, I picked up the harmonica. And then it was just kind of right after the new year there, actually. It was playing around at shows there and not being able to get a good drummer all the time kind of thing there. And it was just easier actually kind of pick up a beat myself and play it around with a couple different like options for that kind of thing. And then I actually ended up making my own homemade foot bass drum and then a foot snare drum as well. And that's what I'm kind of using as my keep my beat now.
Well, your latest project is called Off the Floor, and it's probably a result of this stay-at-home business that we're experiencing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm gonna put it something like a little bit more like up to date of what I'm doing now too, and like I kind of went with Off the Floor because that's exactly what the album was. I record everything off the floor. There was no multi-track recording or anything like that. It was like if one part gets screwed up, I had to redo the whole thing. So
right on. The song we're going to play is Daytime Rambler. Tell us about that one.
That one was actually it was influenced from a Rolling Stone song, their song Nighttime Rambler. I was kind of thinking of that tune when I wrote it there and went with Daytime Rambler, and it kind of stuck there and became one of my like first real like a solid rock song I actually wrote there, in my opinion. Since then, it's been kind of my staple song there for playing.
We'll have more with Richie Young in just a bit, but first, from the EP Off the Floor, this is Daytime Rambler on Atlantic Access.
Many became so dark. See the stars come out one by one. Go sit down, baby, shoot's all done. You go find me here, find me there. Bound to find this man now, I'm anywhere, baby, I'm no dead time rambler. Baby, I'm the dead time, a dead time rambler. Look my wallet, you find it so empty. I've owed money for over a century. I'll go get it here and I'll get you on the start. I know man is gonna push me apart. Oh baby, you find me here, find me there. Bound to find this man now, I'm anywhere.
Richie Young from the EP Off the Floor and Manic Monday didn't sound a whole lot like that Bangles tune of the same name, Richie. Where did you fish that one out?
I was watching an old Futurama episode there, and one of the cast members on there, Manic Mondays, and actually it wasn't until when I went to post it on YouTube that's when I actually realized about the Bangles song, Manic Mondays, as well. I was like, oh no, same song title. But again, like, there's many songs with the same title kind of thing. So.
Of course, yeah.
Nothing like 13.
It's been a long couple of months, Richie. Is it business as usual in your world?
Almost complete changes for me, because I was more of a touring musician kind of thing. That I was playing shows every week, and I had a 3-week tour planned out there for May, and everything like that got canceled. I was booked for a bunch of different festivals, and all the festivals got dropped kind of thing. So yeah, it was a huge change there, but and at the same time, it kind of opened me more to social media, creating videos, and I looked at it in the better light kind of thing.
Well, you've certainly made the most of your time. You referred to those videos.
Yeah, exactly.
They're popping over at YouTube, and I know that the EP is available at Bandcamp, for example, but where would be some other places?
So far, Bandcamp's the only place there. It's going to be on all those other online streaming services by the end of this month, actually.
So Off the Floor, completely self-produced, eh? You do all the work yourself, all the heavy lifting.
With that one, I used a couple of reel-to-reels with that one as well, and which was a lot of fun. Like, I prefer recording on any day kind of thing.
So are you looking at anything down the road, like, or is it too early to start talking about stuff like that?
Yeah, like, we're kind of at a standstill right now. They're like, I think a couple places are doing maybe a little bit of live music here coming up here shortly. I'm hoping. Here's how to say it too, because it only could be a like more of like industries where it's a restaurant vibe and stuff like that. And most of the time I'm playing on a set of drums that is not a suiting for restaurants.
Richie plays it loud.
Yeah, I like to rock it.
And your tune should be played loud too. Yeah. So we're going to do that right now. We're going to get into a couple more tunes here. Jack and Jill's Pills.
I don't know. It just kind of came to me with that one there. I was messing around with a couple tunes there, and I just kind of started throwing some lyrics out there, and they just kind of worked out. Like, and
fun with words.
Yeah, a lot of times with my songs, right, I just come up with a lot of times a good lick and then come out with almost random words.
Well, Richie, thanks a lot for an amazing EP. It's a wonderful piece of work for summertime. Watch for the EP Off the Floor from Richie Young. It's available everywhere soon. So, Richie, thanks again for your time.
Thank you very much.
Jack and Jill's Pills back to back with Up and Down I Go from Richie Young on Atlantic Access.
We'll be right back.
a presentation. They locked me away, man. That old isolation. Now fast forward 25 years later. I'm still locked, man. Your elevator. Seen so many people and so many faces. I've had it all. Sometimes not enough. I've had it good, man. I've had it rough. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down I go.
Atlantic Access, Richie Young, and from his latest album, Off the Floor. We just heard Up and Down on Atlantic Access, a presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations here in Moncton. For more, contact entertainmentplus.ca. FM Berlin is making headlines this week, having spent the last couple of weeks on the East Coast Countdown, slowly making its way up the top 10, but progress is progress. This week, their latest checks in at number 8. This is Packing Your Bags for Nowhere, FM Berlin on Atlantic Access.
Packing your bags for nowhere. Out on the street, you know what? The sun is sinking low. There's a man over on the corner with a squad car.
Packing your bags for nowhere. Oh, hey. Packing your bags for nowhere.
new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.